Welcome to the Valley Outdoors. We're glad to have you guys with us. We have got Don in the house.
I'm here.
Ava's here.
I'm here.
I am here, and I'm glad to see both of you guys, and glad I can't see them, but I assume everybody is out there listening, which is great, and we appreciate that. Lots of stuff coming up in the show today. We're going to be talking about some ice safety and an odd story coming out of Maine that involves ice fishing and somebody that went hiking and had a bad experience. That and more when we return. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Good to see you guys.
Good to be seen.
I'm feeling like I'm shot out of a cannon. He's happy, ready for today. I'm
got a perky today. Huh?
Yeah, I had a good birthday week. And
how much older did you get?
A whole year.
1 year.
That was a trick question, by the way.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm glad I'm good at math.
One.
Or I'm fast.
I'm
on
1 year old.
One of the two. On 1 foot. I guess that's maybe that. But yeah, it was a nice week. I think I've got about 10 days of extra vacation coming up, so I'm going to be burning that over the holiday, hopefully do some skiing. It's kind of crazy. I'm thinking about it, but right now it's looking a little sketchy in the general Midwest areas with the temperature. It's spooky, in fact, I would say.
Right. Right.
Are you
aware that we're going to have, this is a more of a local issue, but we're going to have some issues here over the next month and a half with the river that's typically open.
Yeah.
Because of the nuclear plant.
Yeah, we mentioned that. Yeah. Most of the people that plan on coming down this winter, you probably should hope and pray for warmer temperatures. So far, they're panning out that way. Reactors in Prairie Island are going to be shut down, and the lake, I should say, the resort/docking areas, Everett's Resort, they've all been notified by Prairie Island Nuclear Facility that they expect that the river will be freezing shut. So they probably will have a very difficult time. You won't be able to get upriver. It will be pretty much ice.
It probably will be open right near the dam, but other than that, it's going to be very dangerous ice.
Yeah, you can't get there.
Stay off of it.
Yeah. It's not going to be walking ice. It's not going to be boating ice. It's not going to be anything. So it's going to be kind of a challenge. If you're going to go, I would say the Wisconsin Channel right now or Everett's. Everett's is your best chance right now and the Wisconsin Channel, but at the facility at Everett's, they salt the ramp. It's all really nice. So the people at the Wisconsin Channel ramp. You can fish the Mississippi River here in Red Wing all year long. It's open all year long. So if you want to get your fix of walleye fishing, come on down. Plenty of facilities, great place to be, as far as hotels and everything, very accommodating. But be aware, call ahead, because if it gets cold, it will freeze and you will not, as in past 12 years, since the last time it had a freeze where you could not get out. So 12 to 15,
I
actually.
I think it's longer than that.
Well,
I don't think I've ever seen
it. They said freezing the river. It didn't mean it was frozen solid, but this year odds are it very well possibly could be frozen solid.
Right.
So this week we had 50 degrees, on Thursday.
Yep.
So, it's not boding well for a lot of different
pieces and parts, and I'll do a story after we get done to the break regarding somebody that was out ice fishing with a not good result and was trying to be safe. It's just not, it's, you see, people are going to go drive on the ice, 3-4 inches of ice out there. Granted, you know, we don't have any snow, but again.
Driving what?
Yeah, exactly. You know, same thing happens in Erie every year, Don. You know?
Yeah, well, I'm waiting for the ice flow break off up on Green Bay or
on Erie
Superior.
Too.
It'll happen.
Well, the challenge, I don't think people realize, when you go, if you're going out there, they're going hot and heavy with the Fall Brawl, though. The if you're not familiar with the Fall Brawl, that's the big contest to see who can get the biggest walleye. If you happen to get that, you have to register, obviously, and you just go constantly. And if you happen to catch it, you're registered for the Fall Brawl, you can win a brand new fully rigged boat. I don't remember the brand this year. It was Warrior. It very possibly could be Warrior again. But nonetheless, when it does freeze, you'll have people that'll drive out when the ice is part of the land mass where you can drive from the South Shore. And invariably, sometimes you get a south wind. It will blow the ice flow out, and most of those people will drive a four-wheeler out on the ice, pulling their ice shack, etc. You know, obviously a portable-type clam scenario. The issue comes in is when they drive and it's pushed offshore, they use their GPS to find themselves on their way back. You can get a whiteout condition where the sky will be gray, the shore will be gray, white, and everything is basically white. And time again, you have a number of people that will drive literally off the edge of the ice because they're following their track and not paying attention to what's in front of them, or you can't see it because it's that snowblind condition, and you're done.
Good thing is I'll never have to worry about that.
I will not have to worry about that either, which is
Those that want to take that risk, stay safe.
Yeah, for sure.
Yikes.
Ski areas, they're open, and they're going to be kicking.
Making snow.
Yeah, they made a ton of snow. I was out skiing this week, and all the areas are open, so feel free. Go out and have some fun. Make some turns. Beautiful weather. This weekend's going to be – today's got a forecast of rain. Let's hope that's not the case. It's not – good for any sport to be outside when the rain is going on, or is it safe to drive at that temperature either? So
right,
makes it kind of a challenge. You mentioned it when you walk in, you weren't here last couple of weeks, but yeah, you right. Mentioned Jessie Dickens is absolutely rocking it. She won another event, and just this last week she was I think finished fourth and fifth with her teammate from the U.S. ski team, so absolutely crushing it. Michaela Schifrin got her 100th career win on as an overall win, including World Cup, and that was pretty amazing. In a downhill event, she was not favored and still came up with the win. So U.S. women are doing it very, very, very well. So
I think one of the men's team made the podium too here in the last
The problem with the men's, they've had almost 6 cancellations because of weather. They were out at Birds of Prey out at Beaver Creek, and they had to cancel because of snow, and it was devastating
because
that's a big
because of
for them.
Snow.
Yeah
Too
They're
much
getting
stuff.
It out there, yeah. Yeah, it's unsafe. So, we'll tell you what, hang tight. We're going to talk Christmas presents, as we always do. We'll probably do a couple weeks of that, but I got 3 kind of fun ones you're going to want to hang around for. Stay tuned.